agreed. Let us proceed. We are back. I want us to proceed. I hear the question that Comrade Kunoo had raised about the delegation from the department. I think at this point, Comrade Kikan. I would like us to proceed, comrades, on the basis that there is no person who is under suspension who is here. If the person was under suspension, then we would rightly say that person is not at work and therefore cannot be engaged on these matters. But at this stage, the employee is not, or the official is not suspended, and no charges have been proffered at this point. Now, as was stated here. Can it?
The person. Can that man can mutil?
No, I'm talking about internally in the department.
Okay.
Yes. Internally in the department, there is nothing. So, everyone is doing their job as if there isn't anything. So, on that basis, it is not possible for us to say anything about and against anybody. And I do want to say that I take your point. But I would imagine that the fact that we're not getting answers cannot in any way be ascribed to a possibility of people feeling intimidated. Because none has been brought to our attention. Unless if there was a standing allegation, then we'd give it attention. But in the absence of it, I would imagine that people just don't know, or people are just not prepared to speak the truth. Because maybe in the environment of water affairs, you may find that it's very difficult to find someone who is innocent of anything. Skeletonian are everywhere. So if you shake someone's skeletons, you know. So there could be a variety of scenarios. I think I would like us to take it in that context.
Yes, Chairperson. Much as I want to agree with what you are saying, which I think it is the way to go, somebody is watching us and listening to us, and they want to change and turn things around. But as Parliament, we're actually saying there's no proof. Chairperson, I just want to put it on record that as members of Parliament, when we go around, people do come and talk to us. We do have documents. So the fact that somebody didn't do what they were supposed to be doing, that's why Ms. McCartney is in this meeting with us, should not make it a done deal. Because somebody didn't, they know that she is wrong, but they didn't want to accuse her. Or they didn't want to deal with it because, like, maybe, like you say, they all have their all smaller skeletons. So if you say this, I'll also spill the beans. Which I'm really the leadership of Water Affairs that you really have a lot of work to be dealing with. But Chairperson, the question that I have is who's paying for these legal fees? How much are these legal fees? And who's paying for them? Is it the department or is it an individual? And we need to have proof. Because the problem is actually deeper than what we are dealing with right now. So there's some asking, we need proof of who is, how much were the legal fees specifically for Ms. Makatini, and who's paying that. And we, if it's not the department, or if she's paying it herself, we want to have proof. And actually check if she can afford that with her salary of a DDG. I'm not against you or anyone. I'm just trying to do my job.
Yeah, I think the part that I would like the acting DG to respond to, and I'm not sure if that's what you're asking, is the legal costs to the department of that process which was aborted, because it remained that that expenditure was actually in vain, meaning if due care was taken, things could have been done differently, because now that process must start all over again. I think that is what I think would be a fair question. I'm taking that as a follow-up from his first question around that DC process. DG, how much did it cost us for that entire process?
Honorable Chair, I don't have the figures as yet. The procurement process goes through the state law advisor, and because this is a fresh matter, I don't know the cost as yet. And another thing, Chair, like I indicated before, the case is still going on. It's not like it is stopped. It is just taking a different process.
No, that's fine, but the costs of the first part would... Okay, she doesn't have the figures as yet. Yeah. Just switch on the mic so that it's...
The cost for Ms. Makatini, she pays out of her own pocket.
No. That's not the question. I said that part is not going to be entertained.
Okay.
And she's here. If she's paying from her own pocket, she should answer for herself. I wanted the part that relates to the department to be spoken to, because I don't want us to go. All right. What should we do? I want to check with you, comrades. No. In terms of, should I give Comrade Boy to deal with this part? And then we all have the opportunity to ask on. Yeah, no, after voting, I've voted to change my mind. That's why I'm putting a new question. That should we allow Comrade Boy to do his part so that when we make follow-ups, we could be making follow-ups on everything? Ross?
Yes, Chair, no, I think we can allow Comrade Boy, but... You know, just in terms of the regular expenditure, if you will allow us just
a few
comments on the regular expenditure.
No, we'll come back to that. Okay. Once it's done, then you can ask on anything, okay, from irregular to deviation, expansion, unauthorized, fruitless and wasteful. Is that okay, comrades? Can we take that route? Comrade Chilwan?
Chairperson, I don't know. I agree with what you're saying. But maybe we wanted to close the matter of Ms. Makatini once and for all. Because I'm saying this because the acting DG says the matter is still ongoing. Then it goes back to the question that was raised by Honorable Kuno. if the matter is still ongoing, really. Should she be here?
Well, it is ongoing, but she's not under suspension. I think, yeah, no, I hear you. I'm just saying it will not be, I'll be a bit hesitant for us to say administratively they should take this or that action in the disciplinary process. And I hear your point. But I'm just saying in the context of the fact that the department has not placed her under suspension, so she goes to work every day like any other and discharges her responsibility. Whether that is right or not, I think that's another question. So, Hlengwa,
I mean not to delay the process, but I think we need to underline what the acting DG has said, and if she can give flesh to this new process, so we can be clarified in terms of what that means. I take the point you make, but I think what she has said, we can just zoom in for a minute, just for it to unpack what's this new process.
The process we are undertaking is of finding a presiding officer and a prosecutor within government departments and not use lawyers. However, that process takes long, is delaying. We are unable to get such skills or such expertise in the government. I wrote to the Department of DPSA. I followed up. Up to now, I don't have. I wrote to PSC. I followed up. Up to now, I don't have. In fact, today, as we were preparing to come here, I was informed by my office that PSC has written to say that they are unable to assist after a long time of follow-up where they had indicated that they would be assisting us. So we are really delayed. We did get somebody that was to serve as a that we requested to serve as a prosecutor, and that person today is Tuesday, late last week, the person indicated unavailability. So it's really, 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 really strenuous.
May I just make a follow-up? So this is for the purposes of a matter between the department and Ms. Makatini. This prosecutors you're looking for.
For a disciplinary hearing, that's what you need.
Yes, against her. So what's the stage?
For all disciplinary cases.
But I'm saying in this case, is she part of that?
Yes.
So what's the status now in the department? So you've preferred charges against her, but you are unable to follow through the process because you lack the human resource. So what's the status now? She's charged but at work.
Yes, she is charged. Remember, honorable member, when you charge it doesn't mean you have to suspend.
No, I understand that. I'm just saying she's charged but at work. So her status is that she's at work, you're confirming that?
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
Che, can I just clarify something? So, you summarily dismissed her, factly in an abuse of power, because you didn't know what you were doing. She was reinstated and you've charged her again. Can you supply this committee with a charge sheet? I don't believe you. Can you provide us with the charge sheet, not tonight, but the actual charge sheet that has been served on her saying that there is another matter, that the matter is proceeding? How can we take you on your word that she's actually been charged again?
provide the charge sheet. I will. I will check.
Comrade Minister.
I have taken responsibility and I've written a letter and done all that legally should be done. And I've given it the responsibility to start the process afresh. Could you please, if you have any question about that aspect, talk to me outside of this meeting. Because they are sitting here with us. I do not think it is correct. Thank you very much, sir. With respect.
All right. No, that's fine. I want us to leave this matter. Lengwa Mente. Comrade Kekan, Lengwa Mente, Comrade Kekan.
That's fine. I'm not adverse to what the minister is requesting and suggesting. Because the point I wanted to make, Chair, initially, before the Minister's intervention, was that there may be a need to look at the manner in which disciplinary matters or HR in the department is done. Because last week, the acting DG herself was at pains to explain her own experience and how she was moved to Limpopo and so on, and she was not at work. So it's what the point I was trying to get at. Would, under these circumstances, I would find it very odd and strange that she would then be the one dishing out process which is questionable. When just last week, she was at pains to explain her own harrowing experience, and we all sat here gobsmacked about it. Like, oh, wow. And then this happens. It speaks to a fundamental flaw in the HR processes, and I think it's something worthwhile to look at. Thanks, Chair.
Mente?
Chairperson, having an understanding that the jurisdiction of hiring and firing lies with the minister in terms of the, what do you call it, SMSs, yeah, that level. However, my question then becomes, if her transgression amounted to a summary dismissal, why, when they now give in new charges, not suspending her? Because it means they are serious. Why is she not suspended? That's what I want to know. The minister has given guidance on what must happen, but I take it anything that warrants a dismissal is a very serious offence. Why is the official not suspended?
Okay, Comrade Kekan, and then we'll...
No, Chair, I'll talk on the procedural aspect. We have established that is a precedent here. That we deal with, that is, for instance, my learned friend that side dealt with his issue, and Boy will deal with his, that is, subject, and will then deal with the rest of the issues. But on the subject matter, I would suggest that let's not deal with it, because the minister has clearly indicated that he has dealt with the issue, and if we want to deal with the issue, we'll then, that is, deal with the issue directly, that is, with him. Let's not deal with the issue now.
All right. No, that's fine. I think let's proceed. I think the issue is not so much that we want to see the charge sheet necessarily. The issue is about certainty. That indeed the department is acting. Because now if you don't have a chairperson and a prosecutor, and the acting DG spoke about three DDGs or so, two who are supposed to be undergoing TC, it means all those cases are not happening. So the implication of that is, and it might, might go on for another 3, 6, 7, who knows, 10 months before it is resolved. So I think that is the context that must be understood. So whether the church sheet is here or not here, I don't think that is the fundamental question. But anyway, let me go to Comrade Boy. I think it will be fair that you make your presentation. Is it possible someone to check? Maybe the houses are churning.